Money is elusive. Money flows when my dreams are expressed and fulfilled. This is Dr. Harrell Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with the Instant Inspiration. Money is elusive. Money flows when my dreams are expressed and fulfilled. Yes, money. That's that green stuff, or whatever color they're going to be coming up with in euro dollars and other dollars around the country, around the world. But money is that elusive stuff. And when you think you got it, then you don't. And when you don't think you got it, then you don't. Money flows when my dreams are expressed and fulfilled. How do I experience money in my world? How do I experience abundance in my world? Now, a lot of people say that more than anything in the world, they'd like to experience money. Money makes the world go round. Money is so important. Well, where does it come from? Where does money come from? Is money a means of exchange? Then why don't we just exchange something? We have a beautiful 104 acres here, and we could exchange that for a beautiful place somewhere else on the ocean, you know, or surrounding a lake, or in any place at all where it'd be lovely, although this is quite lovely where we are. But we're always thinking, yeah, we could advance and improve. We own everything free and clear here. We have everything wonderfully made as we're doing it and maintaining it. And it's a very fine operation. But we're always open for new ideas. Now, what happens when you're open for new ideas? When you're open for new ideas, opportunities to fulfill those new ideas just keep coming and coming and coming into your life. Now, you say, I would like to have more money. Well, the question comes to you, what are you going to do with it? Why do you want more money? And if you answer the question, because, then you won't get it. If you answer the question, I just enjoy money. Money makes me happy. It's a lot of fun. I don't need it. I don't want it. I just enjoy it, you know? Now, what are you going to do with good health?
Enjoy it.
Just enjoy it. Yeah. Do you need it? Do you want it? Is it very important to you? No. I just enjoy it. Okay. Then, do you think you'll have good health? Yes, you will right away. You will have good health right away because you don't need it. You don't want it. You just enjoy it. You see, the things that we are so panicky about, that we're so pressured about, that we're so tense about, we chase them away. We chase them away by our very tension. Happiness doesn't want to be around a tense person. You understand that? Abundance doesn't want to be around a poor person who thinks poorly and who demonstrates poorness, you know. It's quite a talent to demonstrate poverty, because the world is not poverty. The world is abundance. Everything in the world is abundant. And it's quite unusual to demonstrate poverty. You say, unusual, look at all of you. Hey, see, there's where your problem is. Look at all the people. Why don't you look at all the people who are rich? Look at all the people who have abundance. Look at all the people who are living high on the hog, you know? Look at all these people. Look at all these people. If you're going to look, why not look at what you're interested in? You're interested in poverty? Then stop looking at it. Are you interested in abundance? Then start looking at it. Now, how do you look at abundance? Well, they're all over the world. Isn't it kind of fascinating to involve yourself mentally in the concept of who are the greatest philanthropists of the world? Who are the greatest people who give of their wealth abundantly to the world around them? Who are these people? People who give not hundreds or thousands or even millions, but give billions of dollars of their money to the world. Now, the hundreds and thousands and so forth, that's, and millions, that's good too. But what the heck? If you're going to think about it, you might as well think on the top, right? I mean, you can think on the 100,000, you can think on the millions, but why not think on the billions? It's just no difference. You just read about the people who are billionaires and the people who share their billions, and don't feel greedy. Don't feel that you should have it, that they should give it to you. Don't ever feel that. What you are doing is you are building a consciousness of abundance. You're building a consciousness of the level on which you want to operate. Now, if you want to be healthy, then you think healthy thoughts. You surround yourself with healthy people. I read so often about these people who want to help the world. They want to help the world with its ecology, with its problems. They want to help the world. They want to join these centers that help people who are on drugs and help people who are on whatever things are on. And what a silly thing to do. Let's help people who are healthy. And anybody who wants to be healthy is welcome to come to our group that wants enjoys health. And if people are on drugs or on sicknesses or anything, they can join. I am healthy. That's okay. They cannot talk about sickness. They cannot talk about poverty. They cannot talk about limitation in any way. That's a verboten idea. In my organization, where they only talk about perfection, right action, truth, peace, honesty, goodness, abundance, wholeness, wow. Now you see, that sounds real easy, but we have been conditioned to think the otherwise. We've been conditioned to think that somehow I got to get my share out of this world. Somehow I got to get what's coming to me out of this world. And you're getting what's coming to you out of this world by whatever you're thinking about. You can be sure of that. Now, money's elusive. Certainly it's elusive. Because one minute we say I got it, one minute we say I don't. And then one minute we say I'm on a budget, and the next minute we say I'm infinite. Oh my. Money flows when my dreams are expressed and fulfilled. Yes. When the picture of your life is the picture of your life is the reflection of your consciousness. Not when, but the picture of your life is the reflection of your consciousness. And if you have limitation in finances, it's because that's the picture of your consciousness. That's the thought you're holding in your mind, and that's the experience that you're having. And if you like that, then go for it. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're going to go to a counselor, if you're going to go to a psychological counselor or a finance counselor or something, and you say, I want to be rich. And they say, well, why don't you pay your bills? Hey, I didn't come to you to have you give me my garbage. I want to be rich. Now, what must I do to be rich? Well, you got to pay your bills and you got to be balanced. You have to have a budget and you can't spend beyond your means and stuff. Hey, I didn't come here to hear about what I can't do. I came here to hear about what I should do. Tell me what I should do. Does that make sense? Okay, now. So you say to him, go next door. Dr. Barley is over next door there, and he has a program, and his program is anything you want, you can have if you're willing to pay the price. So you go over and you see Dr. Barley. You say, well, Dr. Barley, I understand I can have anything I want. No, that's not the question. You can have anything you want if you're willing to pay the price. All right. How can I pay the price if I don't have the money to pay it with? This is not money. This is all attitude. If you would like to be a millionaire, then you have to start thinking like a millionaire. You have to start acting like a millionaire. You have to start being an entrepreneur in your thinking system. You have to be very creative and dynamic in your thinking system. You have to place yourself in the ballpark of millionaires. Well, how do I do that? I haven't got a good suit to my name. And don't tell me what you don't have. You just tell me what you want. You want to be in the millionaire ballpark, the billionaire ballpark? Which one do you want? The hundredaire ballpark? Yeah, that's not really so funny, but it's true. Yeah. Act as though you are, and you will be. Now, that doesn't mean you go spending a lot of money. That doesn't mean you go where you don't belong. That means that you act intelligently. Now, I know a number of bellboys who work in the big hotels in New York. very big hotels. And they're the hotels where the hoi polloi go, where the rich, rich, rich people go. You know, where the president has a presidential suite and stuff like that, you know. Really neat. Okay. And these bellboys, they enjoy being bellboys. They find that a very enjoyable activity. And they meet a lot of wonderful people, and they have a good time. And it isn't too hard to work. But they're very rich. They're very rich. They have hundreds of thousands of dollars in the bank, in their trust accounts, in their stocks and bonds and so forth. They have millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. And why do they have millions of dollars? Because they surround themselves with these very wealthy people. They know. See, now, most of the bellboys don't like to deal with the rich people, because the rich people are not known to be good tippers. They tip just whatever is expected. But it is the medium people who tip very well. It's the people who work hard to make it and appreciate that you would like to have a portion of your share, you know, and that, you know, you deserve your 15, 20, and 30% tip. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the rich people say, nope, what is the gratuity that's expected? Put it on there, that's all. No more. And they ask the most. They demand the most. They demand the most from everybody. Well, these bellboys, they like to work for the rich people. They like to work for these very wealthy people who stay at the hotel. Not the big people like the president and stuff like that, because that's not what their intention is. They don't want to be president. They want to be wealthy. So they're associating with wealthy people as humble bellboys, but they're not stupid. And they have money in stocks and bonds and in other investments that far outweigh anybody else. Now, we have one of our students. Her name is Patricia, and she says that she has several million dollars, and I wouldn't doubt her. She does not need to spend the money to look opulent, and she works as a caregiver in a very, you might say, tense and difficult situation, but she goes in there with the philosophy of the University of Healing, and she says to these people that she's caregiving, you want to live, you want to die, do you want to do this here, whatever is your decision, hey, I'm here working with you. You want me to do your funeral when you're done? I'm a minister, you know. You want me to do this or that? You know, whatever you say. But, hey, you don't have to die. You don't have to be sick. You don't have to be any of these things. You can just turn over a new leaf. And you know, those people who are with her are wealthy people, and they are on their last legs, and they're determining what they're going to do next. And here comes this bright, sparkling young lady who comes along. I don't know, how old is she, 50, 60? And she comes along, and she says, hey, you don't have to die if you don't want to. What? I got a choice, wow, 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 wow. And, you know, she is changing their whole life, and she doesn't need money, and yet her money just grows and grows and grows. Her sons and daughters are all very, very competent people. One son had a chance to change jobs, and he decided not to. And so they four times his exquisite salary, four times. And he was earning top dog as the top financial officer in the company. And they made a four-time jump on it. Can you imagine that? Now, that's just her son, the son of a millionaire. And another son has four or five businesses, each one worth many billions, millions of dollars, very successful. And another son who's a doctor, who's very successful, and I go on and on, you know. But she lives in the consciousness of success, and therefore she has it. In her home, you would say, my goodness, she is a working woman, and she just doesn't make ends meet, because she doesn't buy herself a lot of crazy things, although she loves dresses. And she has a very simple room and simple house, and the kitchen needed overhauling years ago, and finally her son did it, who is the builder, you know. But he said, Mom, can I, don't leave it, I like it the way it is, you know. And she does. She likes it the way it is. And little changes are being done, and little things, but she's a wealthy woman. And she goes around, she pays her way, never talks about bargains or anything else like that, but she never is a spendthrift. Because she's been through a life where she had to pinch every penny and put all her kids through college and pay their way in the United States, but she's a wealthy woman. Now, she associates with wealthy people, and she lives a wealthy life by the very fact of every word she speaks. Now, here she is, a wealthy woman, acting like a normal person. How does she get away with that? Good question. She gets away with it because she is who she is. She doesn't need to prove to anybody how wonderful she is. In fact, she'll tell them that right to their face. She doesn't need to prove to anyone. Now, do you? Do you have to prove to the world how great you are? If you do, you're fighting a losing battle. Yeah, money is elusive. Money flows when my dreams are expressed and fulfilled. What is your dream? Is your dream to be independently wealthy? Is your dream to be whole and perfect? Is your dream to be mentally, spiritually, and physically a spiritual, perfect, but mentally, physically, and spiritually an ideal expression? An ideal expression? Mm-hmm. And what's an ideal expression of money? It's unlimited. What's an ideal expression of health? It's unlimited. What's an ideal expression of relationships? They're untouchable, you know? One-pointed, unpossessed, non-judgmental, untouchable. They're wonderful. And this is where you are right now. You are right at that point in your life of making the decision. Am I going to be rich? Then I am rich, and I associate with the rich. Am I going to be healthy? I am healthy. I associate with the healthy. You know? Anytime somebody brings up a pain or an ache, I tell them, what are those things? What is that? We must be like the Buddha when he was Siddhartha, back at the early days of his life. And what was he?
A prince.
He was a prince. Did he know about death, poverty, illness, any of these things? Nothing. He knew about nothing like that because he was brought up in a very sheltered area. Now, was he perfect? You bet. And when he found out about these things, there was such a shock to him. What did he do? He wanted to go out and find out how to bring a halt to them. Because he lived in total unawareness of them, and he didn't need to be aware of it. We don't need to be aware of it. And when we can move backwards like he moved forward, move backward into being unaware, then we will be the ideal. We'll be in nirvana. We'll be in bliss. Money is elusive. Money flows when my dreams are expressed and fulfilled. And I express and fulfill my dreams today by saying, all is in divine order. 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 I love you. I love you. I love you.